Narrated Hisham's father. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, set out towards Mecca during the year of conquest of Mecca, and this news reached the infidels of Quraysh, Abu Sufyan, Hakim bin Hizam, and Budayl bin Warqa came out to gather information about Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. They proceeded on their way till they reached a place called Marra Zahran, which is near Mecca. Behold, there they saw many fires, as if they were the fires of Arafat. Abu Sufyan said, "What is this? It looked like the fires of Arafat." Budayl bin Warqa said, "Banu Amr are less in number than that. Some of the guards of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, saw them and took them over, caught them, and brought them to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him." Abu Sufyan embraced Islam. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, proceeded, he said to Al-Abbas, "Keep Abu Sufyan standing at the top of the mountain, so that he would look at the Muslims." So Al-Abbas kept him standing at that place, and the tribes with the Prophet, peace be upon him, started passing in front of Abu Sufyan in military batches. A batch passed, and Abu Sufyan said, "O Abbas, who are these?" Abbas said, "They are Banu Ghifar." Abu Sufyan said, "I have got nothing to do with Ghifar." Then a batch of the tribe of Juhayna passed by, and Abu Sufyan said what he said before. Then a batch of the tribe of Sa'd bin Husayn passed by, and he said similarly as above. Then Banu Sulaym passed by, and he said similarly as above. Then came a batch, the like of which Abu Sufyan had not seen. He said, "Who are these?" Abbas said, "They are the Ansar, headed by Sa'd bin Ubadah, the one holding the flag." Sa'd bin Ubadah said, "O Abu Sufyan, today is the day of a great battle, and today what is prohibited in the Kaaba will be permissible." Abu Sufyan said, "O Abbas, how excellent the day of destruction is." Then came another batch of warriors, which was the smallest of all the batches. And in it, there was Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and his companions. And the flag of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was carried by Az-Zubayr bin Al-Awwam. May Allah be pleased with him. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, passed by Abu Sufyan, the latter said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, "Do you know what Sa'd bin Ubadah said?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "What did he say?" Abu Sufyan said, "He said so and so." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Sa'd told a lie. But today, Allah will give superiority to the Kaaba, and today, the Kaaba will be covered with a cloth covering." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, ordered that his flag be fixed at Al-Hajun. Narrated Urwa, Nafi bin Jubair bin Mutarim said, "I heard Al-Abbas saying to Az-Zubayr bin Al-Awwam, 'O Abu Abdullah, did Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, order you to fix the flag here?' Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, ordered Khalid bin al-Walid to enter Mecca from its upper part, from Qadar, while the Prophet, peace be upon him, himself entered from Quda. Two men from the cavalry of Khalid bin al-Walid, may Allah be pleased with him, named Hubaysh bin al-Ashar and Kurz bin Jabir al-Fihri, were martyred on that day."